You were holding daf kuf test on Aleph from the bottom by the Mishnah. Yeah, by the Mishnah. It says hakechal. Hakechal, that's like the odor of a behema. So, koreya umoitzias cholboy. You have to cut it open the chetchila and take out its milk, like the odors there, the milk that come out of the from the animal. Talking about a behema, you made a good shechita, and now you want to cook up the meat. So you have the kechal, that's the odors of the behema. So you want to cook it up. So the chetchila, you have to first cut it, slice it, to make sure if any milk is still left inside it should drip out. Umoitzias cholboy. What will happen though, like koreya, let's say you did not cut it up first, before you cooked it up. And you cooked it up the way it was, so still the din is ain't over love. You're not over in isa bossa becholof. So Rashi says it all means ala chilos. If you eat the others now, lukeis and v'loya bishul, you're not chayiv for bishul bossa becholof either. Why the lab cholof mikri? It's not called milk. The milk that's still left in the animal that did not come out from its others, that's not called milk. The more will explain. Rashi says whether it's an isa the rabbanon still or not. Yeah. Now, what's going to be the Mishnah says, halev, what about if you want to eat the heart of an animal, after the shechita, now you want to cook up the lev, the heart, so also, chetchil is supposed to be as karei, you have to cut the heart, because there's a lot of blood there, so you have to make sure you get all the blood out. Or meitzir is dummy. Make sure all the blood comes out. What's going to be like karei? Let's say you did not cut the heart up, so still the Mishnah says, ain't no over love. You're not over the yisri, you don't get malchus feeding the blood like in the heart. So Rashi says the pshat here is, you're not chayiv chorus. Masech the Chris, Rashi says, Mukum, we're talking about belave the heart of a bird. Because in the heart of a bird, there's not a kezayis of dam. Rashi learned of a behema, chayiv chorus. But if you'll eat the heart of an animal without first cutting it up to get the blood out, and if you cook it the way it is now, Rashi learns you'll be get malchus for it. That's Rashi Shita. Toises learns not like that. Toises learns that we always hold that dam shebishloi. Anytime you cook up the meat or cook up the blood, it's not osim midiraisa anymore. We hold then it's only osim midirabonim. That's Toises kasha. Toises says the abu behem mechayv koros. That's Toises says the b'chol din you katoni matnis and dein oivol of bein chay bein mevushal. So all right, Toises argues in Rashi. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara. Alright, Rashi just speak out though that even though you cooked up the lave without taking out its blood, so the meat itself does not become osa. So Rashi says because the meat, the flesh of the lave is ishi, is very smooth, and therefore the blood does not go inside. It's not belay. It doesn't get any dam, any blood. The tam does not go into the heart. That's Rashi Shita. Yeah. Nothing more says. Omer Rav Zeiro, Omer Rav, that ain't no overall love. You should know in the first case the kechal, these orders of the behema. If you didn't cut it open first, but rather you cooked it up the way it was, is there no over love? You're not over any yisri derais if you eat it now over the cooking of it. And who are there no mutter? Siva mutla chetchilot eat it. Rashi said, an over love me deraisa, or mutla chetchilot bachila. In bishl, Rashi clearly, if you cooked it up, even if you cooked it up now, the orders, in water, still it's mutter. And we do not say it's awesome in the rabbonin. Because Rashi says there are filu nischet imenu v'yotza min l'kamon cholov shchutim midrabbanan hu. That even the case where if you'd milk the cow after you kill, after you made a shchita on the cow, then if you'd milk it, the milk that comes out after shchita, it doesn't have a loch of cholov of milk on it. And it's only an issa midrabbanan that you eat that with milk. That's only if it mamish came out. But here that the milk did not come out of the udders, it's only you cooked up the udder the way it was. But since the milk does not come out, just the tam goes into the meat itself, that's even mutla chetchila. That's what Reb Zeira Amar Rav holds. That you cook up the others by themselves, it's even mutla chetchila to eat it. So what's the question? Why? Ivo nan tanan bilant in our Mishnah, ain't no over love. Mashma, there's no yisadi raisa. Sadiq is mever who do lo yofri, not over any yisadi raisa. But mashma ho yisurika. But midrabbanan though, mashma should be yasa. The Rabbanan is called Bosa B'cholav. Masrim, it should be also eat it. Samara says no. I tell you, Pshat according to Reb Zeir is that Vidin, who really, I'll tell you, the Isur Nami Lekin, not even this of the Rabbanan. So why does the Mishnah just say Lashon Ein Oiver Lov? For Yadid the Boiler Mishnah Sefer, since it wants to say in the Sefer the Mishnah, that Halev Koreya Moitzi Yazdomai, that the heart you're supposed to cut it open first and get the dam out. What's going to be like, Kareh, if you did not cut it open? Ain't no over love, not over Nisariraisa. Hossam over there, mever who the layover. There, if you didn't cut open the heart first, and you cooked it. So true, there's no Isidiraisa. The way Toys learns, because since it's called Dam Shebishlu, since you cooked up the blood, there's no Isidiraisa. But there, Hori Surika. The mice, it's awesome with the Rabbanan. Because the mice, it's called, you're eating blood. Some of the Rabbanan talk of it's awesome. The Sinter says this Lashon in the Sefer, I tell you, Tanya Nami Reisha says the same type of the Lashon in the Reisha, ain't no over love. That if you cook up the Khal without cutting it open first, you're not over. But then, Nechanami, it's Mut Lechatila. That's what Reb Zeira Marav holds. Now the Gemara says, Lema Misaila, let me bring a proof to Reb Zeira. Why? It says, Akchal, the others, Kareya Omaitsias Cholboy. Lechatila, what you're supposed to do is cut them open before you cook them and let the milk drip out of it. What's going to be like Kareya? Let's say, no, the person did not cut it open first. Ain't no over love, you're not over any Issa by eating it. This udder that you cooked up. There's no Issa Bosa Becholafia. Now, Halev, what about the heart of an animal? Kareyos, like, you're supposed to cut it open. Ulmoitsias dom, let the blood drip out of it. What's going to be like Kareya? Let's say you did not cut it open before you cooked the lev. So, Lachar is Kareya Liacha Mishulai, Ulmutter. You're allowed to even, or you have to, cut it up after you cook it and let any of the dam drip out. And then it becomes muta. Again, because since it was cooked up, it's only Issa the Rabbanin, and therefore it's enough just to let it drip out, that's enough. So the diik is, leiv hu the boy kriya. It only says that in case you cooked up the heart, that you did not open it up before, here you have to cut it open. Mashm, if you don't cut it open, it's also didim with the Rabbanin. Mashm, only by leiv, that's biyasa. Avla kechal, but the others of the animal, mashm, if you cooked them up whole, without cutting them up first, then loy boy kriya, you do not have to cut it up later. You're allowed to eat it the way it is. So that's mashma grab zeywa that once you cooked it up, now it's mutlach chil to eat it. So Mar says no, maybe that's not a proof. Duma maybe like this, maybe the Mishnah means, the Brisa means like this. Lave the heart, who does sagi lo bakriya? Could be the heart, that's enough. Sagi lo bakriya, if you cut it open, it'll be enough to eat the heart that way. Alva kachal, but maybe the kachal, if you cooked up the udder, without first taking the milk out. So if you cooked it up with its milk inside it, maybe now with sagilei the Korea, maybe other got a little chumra. That's for sure cold already basa b'cholov, and maybe the milk now got gave a time into the meat. So it's ostatidit now, and now it won't help you anymore to cut it to let the milk come out. Maybe that's what the brisa means. So there won't be a proof to Reb Zeira. Like all problems, even though there's no proof, that's what Reb Zeira holds. Rashi says, Avakachal means shurach, it's very soft. Maybe kva nivlo boyachov, the milk went into the meat already, and it doesn't come out, or became osa. So you won't have a proof from here to Reb Zeira. That's where Reb Zeira holds. Now, Vika Diyami, some say like this. Vika Diyami, Omer, Reb Zeira said, Omer, the name of Rav, Eino, over all of, you're not over any issa if you eat up this kachal. No issa derives if you eat the kachal when it's cooked up. But you should know the yosa, but with the rabbanon, though it is osa. But the Rabbanan is an Issa, Bosa, Becholah, we can't eat it. That's what some say. Now this tzad, let me bring a proof to this tzad. It says in the Mishnah, Eino Oivro Lov, that if you eat the kachal that's cooked up, you're not over an Issa Diraisa. So Diyik is Mever, who the Layover, you're not over an Issa Diraisa. Mashmah, though clearly, Ho Yisurika. But there is an Issa with the Rabbanan, so it should be a proof. Tzmor says, no. The Dino really, I tell you, the Yisur and Amalek, it's not even an Issa. It's Mutlech Tchila. Why does it say Lashon just Mevrud Layavar? Again, V'yadi Deboi Le Mishnah Sefer, since it wants to say in the Sefer, HaLev, Kareya Moitzias Domoi, that the Lev, the heart, you are Kareya, and you take out the blood, Loi Kareya, if you did not cut it up, Eino Oivrulov, you're not over Nisidi Raisa. Now, by the Lev, Hossam, Mevrud Layavar, true, if you eat the cooked up heart without taking out the blood first, you're not over Nisidi Raisa. But ho yisurika, but midrabbanan though, lemaisa, there's blood inside the heart, even though it's cooked up blood, but it's also midrabbanan. But since in the Sefer, it says it this way, I'll tell you maybe, tonin nami reish, it says in the reish also, ain't no over love, that if you eat the kachal, you're not over in yisidi reisa. But it could be, not only there's no yisidi reisa, but it could be it's even mutla chetchila. Like that, like Rashi started off saying, the milk that comes out of a behemah shchuti, if the behemah is dead, is not also midrabbanan. And here that the milk did not come out, It could be a seed, it's only the tam that's inside the chada. When you cook it up, the tam of the milk goes inside the meat. Maybe that's even mutla ketchila. Tashma, come with another proof. Again, it says hakchal, the others is kareya, you're supposed to cut them up first. That's lechetchila. Umoitzias cholboy, let all the milk drip out. What's going to be like kareya? Somebody did not cut it up first. Ain't a wife or love. If you cooked it up, then you're not overfeeding it. Halev, what about the heart? Kareya was supposed to cut it up first. Umoitzias dam, and get all the blood out. What's going to be like kareya? Somebody did not cut it up before he cooked it. And then he cooked it. So still, kareya liacha bishulay. Here it says the word bishul. If you cooked it up, the lave, the heart, now slice it. And let the blood come out. Umuta. But it's a dig to Bryson. He says, lave hu deboi kriya. Only the lave, you have to cut it up later. Alva kachal leboi kriya. A mashmah the kachal, if you already cooked it, you could eat it the way it is. You don't have to cut it anymore. So it's mut mashmah again, even the chathilu it's muta. Samara says, no. Dilma may be lave who decided lave kriya. Maybe know that the heart helps a kriya, but avu kachal le sagel lave kriya. But maybe the kachal, if you cooked it up, it remains also. It doesn't help you anymore to slice it later. And Rashi says, because since the kachal is soft, the time of the milk went in and it remains also. So, kids, we don't have any proof. But these are the two ikad yarmis. The first lashon was it's mutter. The second lashon is it's also the rabbanim. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kalish Nekama, I'll bring you a proof to the first Lashon, the Rav of Rav, that Kchal is Mutla Chathila. Because it says like this, Kchal Shebishlo B'chol, but here it says clearly, this Kchal, the udders of the animal, of the cow, Shebishlo, you cooked them up the way they were, without first taking out the milk, B'chol, but with the milk inside it, Mutta, it says clearly Mutta, Mutta's Mashvi, even with the Rabbonin, you're allowed to eat it now. What's going to be Kaver though? Kaver, that's the stomach of the animal. Let's say an animal before it died, a young animal that sucked its mother and that has milk now inside its stomach. So yet then you shechted the animal and you have its stomach and there's milk inside the kaver. So kaver, you have the stomach of the animal, shebishla b'cholboy, that you cooked it up when you know there was milk inside it. Now also, this is also, now let's eat it. Could be it's only also with the rabbonin. Rakoponim, this is also. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says, Yekever shetle, or shel egel, sheyonkin acholah v'teikevosim. The little baby ones that are nursing from the mother. So it says, here tak it's also. But it's a rai though, but the kachal, it says it's mutter. Now the Gemara explains, the ma hefresh ben zelazer, what's the difference between the udders or the stomach of the animal. So Mora says, yes, zeh konus b'meyev. In a case why the kaver, the stomach, the pshat is, how did the milk come there? It nursed its mother. So the milk came out of its mother, and it's called regular milk. So that's called milk is konus, milk is in its stomach, that's called real milk. And therefore that's nissa basa b'cholof. But vizeh, by the udders, ain konus b'meyev. It's not called the milk is really stored up in the udders. Like the milk there, Rashi says, Zeh konas b'meyav, who mishiyotze midod b'hema, when the baby nurses its mother, and the milk comes out of the udders of the mother, cholofu, that's called milk. But l'kechal, the udders themselves, ain't the konas b'meyav, means shalayotze midod b'hema, b'chayel. The milk did not come out from the udders when the animal was alive. For l'nesav, it didn't gather together in the udders. Ella rather, muvla b'bosu, was still sapped into the meat. And it didn't come out when it was alive. Therefore, never got a shame milk on it. So therefore, lechatchila trak true boy cream with rabbanon. Lechatchila, before you go to cook up this chal, you're supposed to first cut it to let the milk drip out. But b'diev, if you did not cut it up, you just cooked it the way it is, here it's mut lechatchila. So that's a ride to the first lashon. That's why we passed on the first lashon. Yeah. The other Gemara says, ketzav kareya, what's the case? How are you supposed to be kareya, at least lechatchila, even by the chal or by the lave? How are you supposed to cut it open? Some Rav Yehuda, kareya shesiver, you have to slice it upwards and across, and then v'tocha b'koysel, and press it against the wall. That's called a kareya. Rashi says, kosher b'yod l'koysel, kareya sheyischad cholboy, like squeeze it against the wall, that all the smoke should come out. Now, that's what you're supposed to do lechatchila. Omale Reb Lezer told his servant, currently also, v'yano eichel, like if you want to cook up the kachal, the others for me, make sure first to cut it, and then I'll eat it. Rashi says, currently, Rashi says, kachal, kaitim shetetzlenu, before you should roast it, and then I'll eat it. So Mora says, Chur, my commission, what's the chiddush of Rav Eliezer? Masnistin, our Mishnah also says like that. That the Mishnah says, lechetchil, you're supposed to be kareya. So what's the chiddush of this mice? Rav Eliezer told the Shamish, pshita, lechetchil, you're supposed to be kareya. So Mora says, whole commission, the chiddush of here was, that the loy b'inon shesi v'erev v'tocha b'kaisel. He didn't tell him to cut it so much, to slice it upwards and across, and then to push it. Rashi says, whole commission, kriya b'yalma kamalei. Just give it a slice. Or is chess either straight down or straight across? Because any milk in the udders come out from the bottom of it. So therefore it's easy to come out, so you don't have to slice it or crisscross. Rashi also speaks out, if you want to cook in the pot. This is Rashi Shita. That we say before, if you cook it, it's mut, it's only a bit still if you roast it. So Rashi learns, if you'd cook it up, it really remain also. That if it's mut, it's only mutter by roasting it. That's Rashi Shita. So that's like chal is mutter, it's only if you roast it. But if you would cook it, it would be also. Yeah. So that was his chiddush. Hakamashmon leboy shesti deri v'tocha v'kaisel. Nothing more says. Omru le yalso le Rav Nachman. Yalso, that was the wife of Rav Nachman. So his wife said to Rav Nachman, Michti, let's see. There's a klal that called the yoso lon rachmano. Anything the Torah says, it's also yishino shori lon kabosai. There's something that's muta that tastes like the yisah that we're allowed to eat. What does that mean? Also lon doma. You're not allowed to eat blood of an animal. But Sherlon Compton, the Torah says, you eat liver. Even though the liver of the animal, Rashi says, Kula Dam. The liver really is all blood. Just as Koresh, it gelled up. So kids, if you want to eat blood, to taste the taste of blood, eat liver. Liver tastes like blood. And that you're allowed to eat. Another case is Nida, Anisha, when she sees blood, she becomes Anida. But is Dam Toyer? There are certain times the Nisha remains torn when she sees dam, either by the dam Sulim, Rashi says, or else after she gives birth, after the first 14 and 7 days, the next days, even the dam she sees, she's torn with the Uraisa. So is that Shapasha, the dam is torn. Chelev, behemoth, the Torah said you can't eat the chelev, the fats of the behemoth, but chelev chaya, you're allowed to eat the chelev of a chaya, that's mutta. Chazir, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a pig. Moicho dishibutai. Is this fish called the shibutai that if you eat the brains of it, it tastes the same taste as the chazir. So good, there's a way to eat it. Girusa. Girusa, Rashi said, that's an oiftame, a trefa bird. If you want to taste something like it, lishna de kavra. Mashma, eat the lishna, what the tongue of fish, the sound, what the fish has tongue, eat the tongue of the fish, that would taste like this. Yeah. The tongue of a fish. That tastes like this Girusa. Eishus ish, when a lady gets married, nobody's allowed to live with her. Girusha, the chayibala, there's a heta though of a Girusha that doesn't give her a get. Eishus ach, there's a case of your brother's wife, you can't marry her. But Yivam, there's a case when your brother dies, you're allowed to marry her. Kusis, what about a goya shiks? You know how to marry a shiksa. Yifas toya, there's a heter when you go to Mechom and you find Yifas toya, you let him marry you that way, Yifas toya. So now, Yalfus, the wife, asks Rav Nachman, that listen, Binon lemecho bisra b'chovah. She wants to taste milk and meat. How does it taste? And there's a cloud, whatever the Torah says is also, there's some way to taste it b'heter. So she wants to know, what could I eat that's going to taste like Bosa B'cholof. So Amul Rav Nachman said back, the Tavch, Rav Nachman said back to his Tabach, to his chef, to the head of his chef, he said back to him, listen, Ozeviku lo kachli, I want you to roast for me, the Kachol, I want you to roast for me the others. So that's going to have a time of Bosa B'cholof, and that's Mutter. Yerashi says, Shoftu tnu lo kachabish, would put it on the spit and roast it. For the Gemara still, I've learned in our Mishnah Korea, Our Mishnah said, L'chadchilu, though, you have to first cut it. So how could Rav Nachman give this Eitzah to go stam roasted mashma with the milk and salt, give it a taste of Basa B'cholov? The Mishnah says that L'chadchilu, at least, you're supposed to first cut it. Let the milk drip out, so then the stam won't taste like Basa B'cholov. True, but the Yevet, it's Muta, but it's not L'chadchilu. So when it says, no, who L'chadchilu? The after the Mishnah says he's supposed to cut it L'chadchilu, that's only if you plan to cook it. L'chadchilu means in a pot. Rashi says, there the chinofig minei, when the cook it in the pot, so the milk comes out into the pot. That's called milk, echol of shchuta. And that's awesome with the rabbanon. The chihodo middle, the way when it goes, moves around in the pot, that's awesome with the rabbanon. Well, the tone of that that the Mishnah says, loy kirei, ain't a way for love. Rashi says, of nachman sir, like lishna basra of the rav, holds like lishna basra of rav, will brise the mukulob at sli. The Bryce that says it's mutter is only talking about sli if you roast it. So kids, if you roast it, there it's mutter. So that's what he says, I have not like raise some marine, so look at there. When do you have to cut it open first? That's only if you plan to cook it. If you plan to roast it, then you don't have to cook it. You don't have to cut it open first. So you could roast the chal and that would taste like basa b'cholof. For the more I woke Tony Shebishloy, the Yevadin Lachatiloy. Mashmas only b'diyevu you're allowed to even roast it, but not l'chadchila. Tzmor says, no, who I didn't really have to tell you that l'chadchila, you're allowed to roast the gchal. Just the idea to kaboy limits the sefer, since we want to say the din of the sefer, that keva, that's the loch of the stomach, the keva. And there we say, the keva shebishlo, the cholboy, if you cooked it up in its milk, if you have the stomach that has milk inside it, there we say that shebishlo the cholboy is asura. And there, they feel the evanami. It's even also by the evidence also. So therefore, I feel the evanami law. It's also taninami reisha shabishlo. The reisha also says loshnob that it was already cooked up. Then it's not mean the reisha tak will be muta even lechatchila. Rashi is about the toni shabishlo by the evid for vade betzliu. Song about was roasted. Me the toni muta. The ibikdeira my muta yotzachol because of the nivla. That's Rashi shita that if you cook up the chal would be also. It's only mut if you roast it. That's a terror. It's mut if you roast it. It only says Lashon Shebishta was cooked by the Eved, because it wants to say about the Keva. Now the Gemara says, Kisolik Reb Zera, Reb Loza. When Reb Loza went up to Yisrael, so Ashkechu Leziri. He met up with the Ziri. Omeles, he said to him, Ika Toni di Asnuya L'Rav Kchal. Like he asked him, who learnt in front of Rav? That, is there any Tana that you know that learnt in front of Rav? The loch is of Chal. So, Achvod Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. He showed him to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, like he learnt the Hilchos Chal by Rav. Omalei says, he said back to him like this. Omalei, Ani Loi Shenisi Loi Chal Kolika. I did not learn Hilchos Chal at all. I didn't learn it. Rashi says, Kleima, Shum Khal Lashanisi Loyal Issa. I never said any time it's also. Ben Khal Manika, Ben Khal Shana Manika. I never said Khal is also. Whether the animal was nursing or not nursing. Dani Lashanis Lak Khal Kulika. Varav, the case there was though, Varav, Bika Motza Vagoda Bogeder. Rav found like a valley that was doing some Isurum there, and therefore it was a little bit Machmir. Rashi says, V'rav Shashon L'Khal, that the Rav said before, Khal is also, according to the second Lashon, that the Bikur Motzarash Kleima, Rosh Oyim Zalzlim B'Yisra Basa V'Cholav, V'Ichmolem, he was Machmer on them. Even though Mikur would deny Khal is Mutter, but he found that they were being Mizalzlim, the Yisra Basa V'Cholav, therefore he wanted to be Machmer upon them. What was the case over there? The Rav Ikloyi L'Talfush. Rav once visited this place, Talfush. Yeah, and Shomal who is so heard over there a lady asking her neighbor. He heard over there Shomal who is so the Kamal Chabrat is saying to a neighbor, River the Bisra Kama, like how much milk do you have to put in if you're cooking a river of meat? That's what she asked the neighbor. How much milk do you have to put in here? Kamal Chabrat, River the Bisra Kama Chol Baboy Levshulei. How much milk do you have to put in if you're cooking up this much amount of meat? So Omar Rav said to himself, Le Gemira, didn't these people know that they didn't even learn that the Basa B'Cholav is also? So therefore, Yaakov, he stood a little bit there, Rav, in the city, and of course, look, he wanted to tell everybody how chomer it is, the Yisra, Bosom Cholov, he even said, it's also to eat the others. Like, he can't eat the others if he cooked them up. He was machmer upon them. So that's the reason why Rav here was machmer. Now, Rav Kana Masni Yochid, this is where Rav Kana learned the story. But Rav Yossi Barav Masni learned like this, that Ano Kechal Shemaniko Shenisiloi, that when he said it was also, he was talking about a Kechal Shemaniko of a behemoth that was nursing. But since the behemoth was nursing, there's a lot of milk inside there, that's also. Rashi says Kechal Maniko, Rashi says Rav Kana Masni Hochi, Kemoi Shemano, Shekein Heshivu Rav Yitzel Rav Loza. Yeah, but the other one says, no, Chal Manika, Shoyse Manika, Vyesh Badadeh, Chol of Konas Habe, there's a lot of milk inside there. So that he said was also. That was the Maisa. Now, Mipipule, Sherebichia, Shona Lok, Chal Stam, and Stam because of the pupil of Rebichia. Rashi says, Shumachud is very smart, Umevim Miyatsma, the Sophie would understand that as Tamidim would also understand it, he wrote down Stam that a Chal was also. But really, it wasn't any Chal that's also. It's only a manika that was also. It's only a umipipule from the strong learning. Shereb Chia, Shoni, he learned like Cholsta. But really, what's also is only a Chal of a manika. Rovin Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Igloy Levei Rav Papi, went to visit Rav Papi. Aisi Lekamayo Tavshilo Chal. They brought in front of him a portion of Chal of this others that was cooked up. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Ochol. He taka ate from it. He held it was mutter. Ocho, Ravin leyocho, Ravin didn't eat from it. So Omar Abayi said, Ravin tichlo. Rashi says, Shakum is kovres bonav. That Abayi said, Ravin, you're going to bury your children. So the question was, Amai. Amai leyocho. So like a question of, like, why aren't you eating this? Amai leyocho. Michti, let's see. Did they sue the Rav Papi, the wife of Rav Papi, brought to the Rav Yitzchak Nafcha? She was the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Hevei. Now, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, he was Morad Yuvdi, he was the learning, the teacher of this halacha. He was very nizir in all the halachas. Now, Elav, if it wouldn't have been to Shmila Mivei Nasi, if it wouldn't have been that she heard from her father's house that you're allowed to eat this chal, it's Lehevei Avdi. She wouldn't have done it. So therefore, for sure it's mutter. So that's why Rabbi got angry at Robin, how come you're not eating it? The Mora said the Meister was though, but Besura in Surya le'och lekach, they did not eat kachal. There were machmer there. Rashi says legamri, they didn't eat it at all. And afilu tzli, even if it was roasted, afilu korei, even if they cut it open, still there were machmer there, not eating it at all in Surya. The Pumbadisa and Pumbadisa Achli Kachli. Yeah, they did eat Chachel. Now, Rami Ba Tamri. To who Rami Ba Dikula Mi Pumbadisa and Pumbadisa? Ikloyla, so he once visited Surya. And in Surya it's also Pumbadisa, it's Mutta. And he once visited them there, but Maila Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur. So Avkinu Kuli Yom Lechilinu. All the people there took out the Chals. And Shadinu, they threw it out in the street like. Because he went to where? To Surya, and Surya they held it was also. So all the people used to throw out the Kral. And he held it was Mutter, so Gavaltik, everybody gave him his Kral. Is Ozal Iyu, he went, Naktinu, he gathered them all together, and Achlinu, he ate them all. So Aisula Kanukhid, they brought him in front of Rav Chisda. Omalei, Amai Tevroch, how come you're doing this? How come you're eating the Kral here? Me Asod Rav Yehuda, no. So he answered back, what do you mean, I'm from the city of Rav Yehuda? The Ochal. That in my city, in Pumbadisa, we hold its mutter. That's why I'm not eat the chal. Or Malay said back to him though, but now you're in Surah. For less lechor, don't you hold that the klal is, noisnun olav chumri amakim shiyotzim misham, chumri amakim shalach lasham. You always have to take on the chumri of both places. You have to be marked with the place you went to and the place you're coming from. So since you're going into Surah, that there the machman not eat the chal, you should also not eat the chal. Or Malay said back to him, listen, Chutz le tchum achlesinu. Enichnoi, I'm not going to eat the chal inside the city. I'm going to eat it outside the tchum. So outside the tchum, there is no marasayin. Here is allowed to eat it. Now the Gemara says, "Uvemayet v'sinu." with what did you roast it? How did you roast it? You eat it outside in the fields. So let me hear. How did you roast it outside in the fields? Like, what wood did you use? Omele b'purtzni. He says, look, I found purtz. Rashi says, purtzni m'schatzanim. He found, like, the pits and shells of grapes. Sheitzel ha'yikovim v'abursayim. He found them outside by the wine presses. Somebody said, yes, in the back. How did you use that? That pits and shells of the grapes. The Dilma, maybe, weren't you afraid? Maybe it was Yai Nesach. A guy made the wine with those pits and shells. Maybe it's also Banor. Or Malay said back to him, listen, this happened 12 months later. And 12 months later, therefore, it doesn't give off any time. Rashi says, Odam Sechta Verzora, Leichem Asurim, only the wet or fresh pits and shells are also. But Yavashim, once they dry up, they become mutter. And the Elohim Lachem, what's called Lachem, Koshne Masachedish. So once it's 12 months old, it's mutter ready. So that was the mice who said it was mutter. Still the Gemara says, but the Dilma the Gezlev, maybe we stolen stuff, how did you take it? Or Malay said back to Muslim, Yish Bailam Heavy, to Kot Chulu Chilfa, because it was ready moldy. So I know it was there a long time already, and for sure the owner was Miyayish already. He gave up hope of getting it back. Therefore there's no Issa of Gezel. Rashi says, Chilfa means Godlu Be Machma Shenikla, they started to run away. And Mamas started to rot away already. So he knew it was there a long time. So therefore, for sure, the owner was Miyayish. Yeah. Right. Then what happened was, Chazit Lehevi Manach Tfilim. He saw the way he wasn't wearing Tfilim. So Omele said to him, my time, Eloi Manach Tfilim, how come you're not wearing Tfilim? Yeah, this happened to Rami Bat Tamri. Yeah. So he saw the way he wasn't wearing Tfilim. So yes, then why not? How come you know we're in Tefillin? That time used to be Tefillin the whole day, Mr. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.